I was expecting Dennis to do the splits at the end of that one.
What a time to be born. It's a great time between Christmas and New Year. And the Hebrew tradition, which we honor, we owe our scripture and our Savior all the wonderful instructions we have to live, follow off the Lord. We owe it to the Hebrew prophets and apostles. And they gave a lot of importance to the shofar. Hmm? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Yes. Maybe we'll sing that sometime. Michael has a great version of it. But this is a strategic season always for us. How many of you enjoyed Christmas? Christmas is about others. Christmas is about Jesus. And it's a perfect time to meditate on the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. How the Lord has blessed us individually all this year and corporately. God often declares His blessings over the corporate body. And you want to say, I want some. How many of you want some? Yes. Say, I want some. So it's good in faith to put in the application. The woman with the issue of blood as Jesus was walking by, basically she said, I want some. Made her way. So it requires a little bit of faith. Not a whole bunch, but just a little bit to reach out and touch the Lord. Even today, reach out and touch the Lord. And He will do some amazing things. Even in these last 2-3 weeks, we have seen some amazing things. And one of my sister Evelyn was here with us Friday night, and she had, I mean, it was like someone had determined to run her down, and she was walking on this sister Eileen, yes, sovereign. Hey Eileen, come over here, let us see you.
Wow. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Yeah. And she's alive. Tell us what happened.
Well, the enemy didn't have his way. He wanted to wipe me out. I got hit by a car. I was walking in a crosswalk and never saw it coming. It was coming 25 miles an hour. Smacked me on this side. And I learned later that one of my life group leaders knew there was something wrong earlier that morning and just started praying. Natalie Scott, who used to go to this church, was in the intersection at a red light, saw me get hit, my body flew and landed on the ground, and she was, within seconds, ran over, laid her hands on me, is praying for me. We didn't see each other. She was at my back. Later that day, we found out, we made the connection, and then she ended up calling other intercessors to pray for that lady that just got hit. You know, it's like, holy cow. God's hand is so on it. No, I get in the emergency ward, zero internal injuries. Zero. Zero. My arms and my legs work. Yes. No concussion. I saw, it was a week after I got out of the ER, Holy Spirit showed my body flying in the air. Yeah, before it landed on the ground, there was a big hand behind my head, and he told me it was the Father's hand holding my head up. No concussion. How big is he? How big is he? He's your God too. Stand. Grab your miracle.
Thank you. Give her a clap, will you? Thank you, Lord. So this whole year has been loaded with just unusual miracles and breakthroughs, and we want to give all the glory to Jesus. But we always begin with the foundations. Strong foundations, you can grow any which way. And here we declare in the Apostles' Creed our foundational beliefs. So raise your hands and say boldly after me, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. And sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From whence he shall come. To judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit. The Church Universal. The communion of saints. The forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. I believe in Jesus Christ.
I believe in his resurrection.
Therefore,
I believe
in signs, wonders, miracles, breakthroughs. I'm declaring signs. A wonder, a miracle, a breakthrough, a healing for myself, for my family, for my loved ones, and for my neighbors. Now turn to someone around you, somewhere near, and say, miracle, breakthrough. We believe for each individual here, those on the World Wide Web watching us, we release miracles and signs and wonders and breakthroughs by the power of the Holy Spirit. They are there for you. Grab hold of that. We confess that. Thank you, Lord. Now turn to the Lord. Said, you are awesome, God. Give him a big clap offering. Hallelujah. Awesome. Awesome. You may be seated. Glory to God. How many of you are happy with Christmas? Did you enjoy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm still trying to figure out one of the Christmas presents I got. It's some kind of magical earbuds you put in there. And then it is a center and it's broadcasting and then I can hear it, but it, I don't know what it says. It says something about Nancy Pelosi, things like that, and I don't know what it's tuned into, so I don't know whether it's the good, the bad, or the ugly.
Or all of the above.
Well, we won't go there. It's, yeah. So.
Or two-thirds of the above.
We want to focus, as Michael said, this over the last most 25 years, we have had a New Year's Eve watch.
It's 11:11.
Wow.
I mean, it is.
Right now.
Oh.
Yep. It was just a half a second ago. It was 11:11, which is.
I always think of Isaiah. I will set my hand again, the second time, says the Lord. I mean, what a simple and powerful declaration of the reality of Jesus resurrected and present in our lives by the Holy Spirit, because every day literally is a new day, a day of renewal. And what hope that is, what possibility, what capacity that is, that every day is a new day.
Amen.
And how appropriate for the turn of a year.
And so we are going to be looking forward. We look backwards and just thank the Lord for every day, for all the goodness of God that we have enjoyed individually and corporately. And often you'll hear me talk about individual, corporate. And say, why is he talking about corporate? Because all the promises, almost all the promises of God, are corporate blessings. It means to the church, to the body, to the covenant people, God's covenant people, Israel, as he brought them out of Egypt and broke the curse. You can take that for yourself personally and exercise faith, but it was for the whole covenant community of Israel. So he brought them out with silver and gold. There was not one feeble in their midst. That's a corporate blessing. But you can say, hey, the Lord is bringing me out with silver and gold. And in my family, there's not one feeble. God's healing power is there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we are going to this. So we're going to have a strategic end of the year New Year's Eve watch. We have been watching and praying. An exceptional opportunity and a gift, and the Lord has sustained us and blessed us so wonderfully, and we have been able to influence thousands of watches around the world by our lifestyle, by our choices, and blessing our nation, praying for revival, blessing Israel, praying for the peace of Jerusalem. These are all strategic things that really have spoken to hundreds of congregations around the world. So they are watching and praying. And so we are grateful that we have been able to do that. There are many, many, many things that we have seen, just supernatural things that have happened this year around in our fellowship here and in this ministry. I remember one of the beginning, at the beginning of the year, so from the beginning till the end of the year, Lord bless, may that be our blessing as we look to 2020. But as we look at the beginning of 2019, I remember I went to Cincinnati at the early part of the year, and Cincinnati has been kind of notable over the years in our ministry. One of the notable stories, and we even had one time a picture that this lady came. There were about 2,000 people waiting for us to pray for, and among them was a lady, stood in line, said, can you pray for my best friend? My best friend has got cancer. So I simply asked. So I was going to give her a prayer cloth or something if she was in the hospital. So I said, well, which hospital is your best friend in? And she said, my best friend is outside.
I said, sitting in the car.
Yeah, it was winter. Sitting. I said, why did you leave her outside? But then she had to confess. She said, my best friend is my dog. And she's dying. She's so sweet. I said, well, bring her in. And I made 2,000 people wait. She was able to bring the dog. It was a beautiful German Shepherd dog. And he looked at me. That's where the prophetic revelation came. I felt like the Lord said, welcome her. She's a lady of my kingdom. So I said, hello, I'm lady. You are welcome. And she looked at me. That's where I could read dog language. And she looked at me with intelligent eyes and said, you are the best looking evangelist I've seen. That's where the inspiration came for the website, Good Looking Evangelist. That's, if you want to look up our ministry, most of the secret information is on Good Looking Evangelist. You can get right in. The whole world of Google recognizes. Just want you to know, if you want to debate who is the best looking. So anyway, the secret would be by the domain name, and then nobody else claims that. Hallelujah. Anyway, so I went again this year to Cincinnati.
Well, you didn't fill the rest of the story, though, about...
Oh, the doggy. Mm. Yeah, that's true. And I put my hand over her head, because the Bible says, lay hand suddenly on no dog. That's my version. But as I put my hand over her, she fell over. No suggestions, nothing. She was slain in the spirit. And it's a classic event in my ministry.
You needed a dog catcher.
I had a dog, needed a dog catcher. But we got a report, a picture of the German Shepherd about a week and a half later. And the lady said, I took my dog to the vet and they did all kinds of things. And she is completely cancer free. Thank you. So this year began the kind of pretty much in Cincinnati. And there was a lady that every year she has had, when they do the keep an eye on her, the cancer people on her, the growths, she gets these tumor growths every year from 18, 15, 20. And they don't have any answer. We prayed and the power of God came on her. Zoop. Wow. She stayed that way. And I said, keep her on the floor. And then when she got up again, we got a letter from her. This year's the first year in 18 years that I am free of all the tumors in my intestines. God said, so it's little thing. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. And you want to remember some of these incidents that happen to you, to your friends. Well, you have breakthrough where you have things that happen supernaturally. Be sure that you take some time to pay attention and say, God, you are a good God. Thank you for doing this. This enumerate all the miracles and breakthroughs that have happened over you, over your family, for your wife, for your husband, for your children. And boy, by the time you make a list, it'll keep on growing. And for each of these things and everything, we give thanks. And it's important, because then you enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. And then as you enter, then you enter into the presence. And there, all the blessings are there for you. We are going to lay hold of that as a corporate, for the whole church, for you, for the whole family. And we give thanks. Say, we give thanks.
We give thanks.
That we want to give thanks to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I can't thank the Lord enough that he has put boosters on our economy, that they have not seen such a goodness come on America like in the last 50 years. That, as our president continues to repeat, but it is a true figure that it's the lowest in various parts of our community that sometimes gets left behind. That's it's the best Hispanic employment, best African American employment figures, best Asian American figures and all that. It's just, it's America. God has blessed America so much that the global economy, the measure by the gross national product, and America has so boomed this year that we are one quarter of the whole economic picture of the whole world has changed to the next levels, because America has its own unique, amazing financial blessing. And that's the reason I'm emphasizing it, is that one of the present prayers that the one who impressed our lives, Derek Prince, that he would talk a lot about for our sakes, Jesus on the cross became poor. He took the poverty curse. So therefore, through his poverty, we might be made rich. And rich in not the humanistic way of looking at things, but rich in a biblical sense, that we have abundance to not only look after all our needs and pay our bills, but more than enough left over to bless the household of God, to bless the work of God, to bless the feeding and helping of the poor and the widows and the orphans. So it's that is a whole picture that we don't want to forget. As we go from one phase, we are now putting the end notes for the last days of this year, 2019. And then we get ready to jump into 2020. And the blessings, I believe, are loaded. So we are going to have communion in a moment. And this will be the last Sunday service that you will be able to worship the Lord, and worship the Lord with your tithes and offerings. So if you have forgotten to totally, the tithes were 10% of your income, and with the offerings, the original, the pattern that we'll study, at least 24% of what we bring in, we worship the Lord and return about 24% plus. Who was the guy who gave 90%? Yeah, Laterno. That's a whole different story, but I'll tell you Laterno's story. When I came first, I am an adopted American. I'm African American. Yes. Because I was born in Africa. So I have a different, when you come from outside, you have a different appreciation. There are certain things that you could take for granted, but when you're born from outside and come, we appreciate America even more, because it has received us, it has blessed us. And
how different your life would be right now if not for America. But America is in your life because of Jesus.
That is true. So,
the root of blessing and prosperity and future, beginning to end again and again, is obviously a personal relationship with the living one, the resurrected one, who is ultimately renewing and restoring all things.
Yeah. And that with Jesus in our lives, that the blessings of Abraham come upon us. And there is a turnaround. That means that the reason there is a total turnaround for you, each of you, exercise faith in Jesus Christ. That's the one thing that I want to take note of for ourselves, for all the people we know, for, of course, for our children. Make sure as we go into the new year, that we know, that we know, that we know. Jesus is Christ is Lord, and He is my Lord and Savior. He is your Lord and Savior. I don't want to go into the new year without glorifying the name of Jesus and celebrating
Amen.
The Lord. Amen? Amen? Give the Lord a big clap and say, Lord, thank you. You make the difference. So, and one of the prophetic words I got was, impression was, the reversal of the curse. That Jesus Christ, Galatians 3, 13 and 14, Christ has redeemed you from the curse by becoming a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham can come upon the Gentiles and come upon us as we have believed on the Lord Jesus. So the curse is broken. Some of you may be more familiar with Derek Prince's ministry, but I travel with him in many foreign countries, and there was a learning experience for both of us as we travel, especially in the major interior regions of Central Africa, that way back near the Zambezi River, the headwaters where the David Livingstone ended up, we were, I guess, after 100 years or so, some of the notable teachers, Derek especially, but there were people standing in line for prayer. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of them, I remember. And Brother Derek would ask me to take care of it, to pray for them. And we learn major things that he covers in his book, From Curse to Blessing. And there was a special in the vicinity of Mutilunga. There was a remote province in Zambia, Africa, that in the villages around, if they don't get children ongoing, it's a big burden to that society, and there are a lot of heavy weights where the families don't go for the children also. So, but there were 500 women who wanted prayer to be able to have children. And that's where we learned about curse and blessing. I said, the Lord stopped me from praying. Derek was there. There are pictures of him standing behind me. And I felt like the Lord stopped me as I was going to pray, lay hands on them. 500 African ladies that had been married, didn't have any children. 500 of them. And the Lord said, they're under a curse. You can't pray for them. Break the curse. We will reverse the curse. And I just said, okay. How many of you, I realized what the barrier was. And I said, who has been to a sorcerer or a witch doctor to get pregnant? And all 500 raised their hands. That was shocking to me. And then we led them in a prayer to break the curse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse. And we broke that curse and said, we are counting on the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray for them. The next year, when we came again to minister in that same remote region of Africa, the pastor of one of the villages that had brought, he said, I've brought 30 women from my village, and I just want to tell you, as you pray, this is a year later, 29 of those women have babies, and the 30th is pregnant. So the curse was broken. And there were fruitful. So I really felt that this morning, one of the things that the Lord wants to do is we look to go into the new year, you're going to enter with the blessings of Abraham and the curse. We're going to depend on the blood of Jesus to say thank you. Every curse, any curse that would be over my generations, whether it's diabetes, or whether it's high blood pressure, some of those things, go down generations or memory loss or whatever, we're going to break the curse. Believe. We are counting on the blessing of yes. Jesus Christ. And we're going to go out. He's going to bring you out at the end of the year with silver and gold. Amen. Say, I'm coming out with silver and gold.
Silver and gold.
That means your bank accounts are going to be full
yep.
because of the blessing of Abraham, because of Jesus. He took the curse. He became poor. 2 Corinthians 8, 9, 9, 8. He became poor so that you, through his poverty, might be rich. And I'm claiming that for all our children, that you, through his poverty, every one of your children and grandchildren are going to enjoy the blessing of abundance, curses broken, healing and health is our portion. So this is what we're kind of focusing on. And the Lord gives that scripture for us in where he says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord," in 2020. "There are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah 29:11. "I know the plans I have for you."
Thank you.
I'm claiming for 2020.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, we know.
We know.
The plans. God has. For us.
For us.
They are plans for good. Not for disaster. To give us.
To give us.
Our children.
Our grandchildren.
Our future.
And a hope.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise God.
Woo!
Thank you. Through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. So let's get ready to sow our tithes and our offerings. Get your offering ready. If you need an envelope, you can look at the seat pocket in the rear of the chair. You can give by credit card. You can give by your iPhone.
Text. You can text GLORY. GLORY. The number is on the screen. 206-859-9405. Or you can, for our online viewers, you can click the give button on the screen.
Amen.
Amen.
Now you can just take out your iPhone and do it. Wow.
That's amazing.
That's a wow.
It's a wow.
That's... They send me notices that are totally useless.
Particularly when you're doing something else.
I know, that's right. Amen. Do you have your tithes and offerings ready? Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Father, we bless you. We pray for abundance and the glory. The curse is broken through the blood of Jesus. And abundance comes for every person, every family here. And we send this blessing out to our children and children's children, wherever they are on the globe. Breaking of the curse through the blood of Jesus. And abundance is coming. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to pass the baskets and take the bread and the little cup.
Saints and angels bow before your throne, and all the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing. And all the saints and crowns before the Lamb.
Represents the body of our Lord Jesus. It says, by his stripes we were healed. Say, by his stripes I am healed. Me and my family, me and my children, me and my neighbor. Thank you, Lord. We partake of the bread. Amen. I believe the Lord's releasing him. He took the pain and the sickness on himself. So we believe in the exchange that happened 2,000 years ago, approximately. Say, he took my pain, all infirmities. As I enter 2020, I am free from every infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Raise a cup. This represents the shed blood of Jesus at Calvary. There's no element in the entire universe as powerful as the blood of Jesus. I remind some of you that I think it was last Sunday or so, we made available everyone a blessed bottle of oil. We believe in anointing of oil. And I said, anoint the entrance of your houses, apartments, condos, wherever. Make the sign of the cross, however you want to do it, anoint it. And bind back any infirmity that would try to attack anyone in your household. And this would be not just physical, but mental, emotional, and spiritual. A lot of shadowy things that try to attack people. Anxieties, fears, unexplained things. And often, Derek would say, if they're not explained, it is a supernatural demonic attack, or it could be a curse. So, through the blood, the curse is broken. And I am blessed. My family is blessed. My church is blessed.
My church is blessed.
My nation is blessed.
My nation is blessed.
Thank you, Father. I bless this cup. We reject every curse. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us as we prepare to enter 2020. We are free from every shadow trying to come against us. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's partake. Come. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe. Say, I believe.
I believe.
If you don't mind, take your hand and just hold your neighbor's hand, or put your hand on their shoulders, however it is.
Thank you.
And just speak the blessing on them. Say, I impart the blessing on each of you, everyone. May you have long life and blessing. Your children, your grandchildren, be covered. I plead the blood of Jesus over every family here as we prepare to go in. I break every yoke of infirmities, of lack. May your bank accounts be full. Hallelujah. Abundance through the blood of Jesus. It says in 2 Corinthians, look them up, 8:9 and 9:8. Jesus became poor so you may have his abundance, his riches. So that's not only to benefit you, but so that others could be blessed out of your life, which is running over and blessed. Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Every infirmity.
Emotional.
Mental.
Physical.
Is going.
I
thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Give the Lord a cheer. Amen. You may be seated. I just wanted to take a moment to, this has been one of the best Christmases for Bonnie and I. We have all our four children here. One of them is up there supervising. But stand up. There's Ben is our oldest, and Sarah Anna, and her husband, Paul. Paul, will you stand up? His name, Paul Clark. He's a commander in the Navy. Retired. And now he works for Amazon. And that's Anna. And that's Aaron, our youngest. Sarah is out there somewhere supervising because she oversees us all. And then, of course, our extended family, Pastor Lenny Clark.
And Patty.
Stand up. Lenny and Pat, that's one of my best friends.
Who also are Paul's mom and dad. And of course, Dave Clark. And Dylan is around somewhere. Our whole family represented. Such a blessing. And Pastor Lanny, for all of us who have prayed and continue to be invested in what God is doing in Cuba, Pastor Lanny is the lead apostle for our team there, doing that work and really bringing a fathering word to what has been for three generations an orphaned nation. So on many, many fronts, we're very, very thankful for our family. And we bless the Lord. It was a great Christmas to be able to be together.
Amen.
Amen.
Family.
Family. You know, this is, while we were taking communion, I had a scene from one of the great stories. Actually, it was written by Lew Wallace, who was the governor of New Mexico years ago. And I think it was after the Civil War, and he was on a train, and he was a Christian, a nominal Christian, but a really strident atheist was deriding Christianity and was really, contesting Lew Wallace about the Christian faith. And he found himself unable really to adequately talk about or defend even what he believed. He just, sort of took it for granted, I'm a Christian and whatever. And so he really got into his Bible, and as a result of it, he wrote a story called Ben-Hur, which was later made into a wonderful movie, where most of us are familiar with that story because of the wonderful movie. But it was so interesting. While we were taking communion and with the cup, suddenly the scene in that movie where Ben-Hur has been able to overcome absolutely every obstacle that came against him. He was able to come back from being unjustly enslaved. He was able to even get vengeance and justification over his enemy. I mean, he had all of this strength and victory. But the thing that was the most important to him, his mother and his sister had contracted leprosy, and he couldn't do a thing about it. And in the story, when Jesus is crucified and the blood is shed, it begins to rain. It shows the rainwater washing the blood of Jesus into the rivulets and streams going throughout the land. And at that moment, his mother and sister are suddenly healed of the leprosy. And the thing that was coming to me this morning is that as much strength or grace we may have in the flesh or the lack of it, the reality is it's the power of God through the exchange at the cross that gives us those breakthroughs that we cannot attain on our own. So it was beautiful.
Amen.
For me.
Amen. I was in Africa, and as a young kid, I saw Charlton Heston doing the horse chariot race. And I could do it with music. I could imitate him. I could do it for 20 minutes. I could do the race. It was great. Sometimes, for an extra offering of $500, I will do the whole race.
We'll get you a chariot. You could go around the...
That's true. We can't.
Maybe not.
Or a golf cart. I would settle for a golf cart. I really want to emphasize that we're going to have an awesome party.
Yes.
On Tuesday evening.
New Year's. Yes.
It's New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
And then we're going to be worshiping and praising and shouting. And that's the way we want to enter 2020, okay? There's no better way I can think of than worshiping Jesus Christ, taking communion together as we enter 2020. And we're going to have, God, his plans are good plans for us. But we're going to enter into the word. We're going to speak and worship the Lord.
Amen.
It's going to be awesome.
And then New Year's Eve watched, you know, the history of the church keeping the watch on New Year's was actually started by the Wesley brothers, by John and Charles Wesley, in those great days of revival that they were experiencing. And they said, this is the way we should, you know, cross over the year. And it began to catch on and then became more and more for a season a real tradition influence, of course, in the Wesleyan tradition and then into the Methodist tradition, that the thing that you did on New Year's Eve was the watch of the Lord. They would start about 10 or so, 10:30 at night, and, you know, watch and pray together across the midnight hour. And there's some beautiful and powerful stories.
So we will try to take communion around midnight. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we enter in. But we started, Bonnie will remember, as she was a young bachelorette, that she would attend.
I accepted my the rose.
I was a young pastor, and it was quite something. I did a marriage seminar for our church. And
you're going to bring that up.
Yeah, I had...
We have to find
I was a
the
bachelor.
Archives of his series that he did on marriage when he was a bachelor.
And I had more wisdom in that than I have now. But anyway... but we would watch in that early church.
Uh-huh.
We'd watch and pray. We'd have all-night prayer, which was a very unusual thing. And then she would try to hear from the Lord. And she one night drove for about an hour and a half or so. We were from Lubbock to Leveland. And she came to watch. The thing was, there was nobody there. She just had heard from the Lord. This is the time to watch and pray. She remember that?
I do remember that, and I'm reminded of it often because you tell that story from time to time. But the part that you leave out is the fact that I had no gas in my car. And I drove that hour plus both ways watching an empty gas tank.
That was a
give
miracle.
Give me gas to go both ways. So
yeah, that's something.
I was
that's
in the glory.
Awesome. So as we prepare to go, it's just thank the Lord for the all the blessings this year, and then looking to the new year, I want to share some scriptures from Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. I'm going to read from the Message Bible. It says from verse 12, I'm not saying that I have this all together. This is the voice of the apostle, that I have it made. But I'm well on my way reaching out for Christ, who was so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Say no turning back.
No turning back.
So verse 15. So let's keep focused on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us. So that, how many of you would want, I want everything God has for me. All right? Amen. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You will see it yet. Now that we are on the right track, let's stay on it. That's an important aspect for us in our walk with the Lord. If we get on the track, on the right track, and here we have several people, individuals, families, I want to tell you, coming to church, taking communion, praying and worshiping with others, you're on the right track. I can assure you that. And it's a blessing of the Lord that you belong to the best family on earth, the family of Jesus Christ. So let's stay on track. As I look to the new year, I want to stay on track. I want to have excited living faith in Jesus Christ as I walk every day, loving and glorifying God. Verse 17, stick with me, friends. Keep track of those you see running the same course, headed for the same goal. So that's it. We are to help each other. There'll be times where some of us may get discouraged or angry about something else. We can help each other stay on track. That's why, you know, and parents help their children stay on track until they themselves can make their own track. But they have been blessed with good education, all of that. The spirit of rebellion against God is very much in our educational system. You will find that most of our professors in universities have been measured. People have, just getting the right figures, 95% of those professors are aligned with Marxism, communism, and how do we expect them to teach what it is to be patriotic, what it is to honor the flag, what it is to honor the Lord and the traditions of this nation and the founding fathers. So in all of this, we are going to keep track. And the more we walk together, the more strength we have to strongly follow Jesus and the pathway he has established. Verse 17, stick with me, friends. Keep track of those you see running the same course, headed for the same goal. There are many out there taking other paths, choosing other goals, and trying to get you to go along with them. And this whole, so in every era, there are all some weird stuff going on. These days, in the early age of some people, celebrities, whatever, they even question that children's sexuality at 3, 4, 5. Do you feel like a girl or a boy? It's so ridiculous that, you know, you have to, I don't know whether to laugh or cry, that they would confuse little ones. But that's part of the thinking in the humanistic world out there. And men, grown men and women being forced to use the same bathrooms, all of those things. There are weird tracks out there. And God says, we have a track that is for believers in Jesus Christ. Therefore, the apostle says, stick with me. Many out there taking other paths, choosing other girls, and trying to get you to go along with them. I warned you of them many times. Sadly, I'm having to do it again. All they want is easy street. They hate Christ's cross. But easy street is a dead-end street. Those who live there make their bellies their gods. Belches are their praise. That's very well put. All they can think of is this their appetite. But there's far more to life for us. We are citizens of high heaven. We are waiting the arrival of the Savior, the Master, Jesus Christ, who will transform our earthly bodies into glorious bodies like his own. He'll make us beautiful and whole with the same powerful skill by which he's putting everything as it should be under and around him. My dear, dear friends, I love you so much. I do want the very best for you. You make me feel such joy. Fill me with such pride. Don't waver. Stay on track. Steady in God.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, he says, it's not that I have my act together completely. Mm-hmm. It's not that I've achieved the goals. But I'm heading. I'm on my way. I'm heading in the direction, following the instructions in the Word of God, being led by the Spirit of God. And I want to urge you to stay on track. Be with me as we go in the new year, in 2020. I'm committing myself to stay on track, to love Jesus, to follow him, and to be obedient to his kingdom. I want to say, you know, number one, I do want to be thankful for all the blessings of 2019, for all watching over us, watching over our children, grandchildren. Lord, continue to do that. But it's important, it's basic to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And in the same philosophy, that number one, I'm thanking the Lord for all the provision, the protection. His angels protect. We just heard at the beginning testimony where our friend should have had smashed bones and everything. She came out, everything awesome. You should have heard her. I called her the moment she was still in the emergency room, and her voice was so confident and full of laughter and joy. And I said, this is an amazing saint, but I'm proud of you, honey. But the Lord protected. I believe the angel of the Lord was there with you, protecting you. And I wanted to focus on that, but other things. We have had several beautiful little babies born this year. And we give praise for that. I mean, there are a lot of blessings. We have had many people come. Our outreach, our convocations and conferences, we have so many that get baptized in the Holy Spirit and baptized in water also. Lots of healings. There was a lady here that had kidney cancer, and she had been bleeding. There was from when she went to the bathroom. Because the last 4 years she had been, the blood had been draining from her kidneys, and you could see that. When she sat in worship, just worship, nobody prayed for her in our watch. Just a few months ago, the presence of God healed her, and when she went to the bathroom, there was not one drop of blood. And as she went to the doctor a few days later, the cancer was gone. And we are, all of those, just we do not want to forget all the good things he's doing and be grateful. I'm so grateful for America. I'm so grateful for its freedoms. I'm so grateful that it's there in the Constitution, freedom of speech, the ability to protect ourselves in the Second Amendment, on and on. And we treasure those things, and we're going to hold on to them as some of the standards that the Lord has provided for us. This is the 25th year, I believe, of our watching and praying. And I'm so grateful that we didn't just dribble away. We have, part of our identity is to corporate prayer, worship. And by the way, I'll explain a little more on Watch Night, but we're going to commit ourselves to a corporate 40-day fast. This year, John, 2020 is going to be a year of great signs, wonders, breakthroughs, but it's going to be, we will need each other for warfare. It's going to, because it's an election year, and the spirits of lying and fakery and fake news and all that has increased that I never seen that kind of excess in lying in the media so much. So there'll be a lot of prayer needed against the spirits of witchcraft and antichrist, big principalities. Remember in Ephesians 6, we will share about that, the part of our duty that the apostle tells us, put on the full armor of God and take up the sword of the Spirit. Of course, these are spiritual, and use the weapons of our warfare. These are spiritual weapons for the mighty pulling down of strongholds. So we're going to do all of that, and part of that will be from the beginning of the year till the elections are over. They're going to be major struggles, and the more you see the exposure of the different angles of the media, you find out what a battle it is, how much negativity and hatred there is against the church and against our belief system.
And so much of the choosing to believe a lie. It's true that if you're deceived, you're deceived, but that sense of joining, you know, with what is blatantly and obviously not only irrational, but actually false. And I think that for those of us who are members of this community, recognize that the 2020 is particularly special, and for me it reflects back on the uniqueness and significance of the calling in our lives individually and corporately, and it's a fresh reminder of that for us personally this year, because this major global event will one of the epicenters will be here in Charlotte and right in our region as the national convention comes to this city, which frankly was very unlikely. And we have had an opportunity to be involved from the very beginning in Charlotte, even being chosen. And we believe that watching and praying here all these years, one of the reasons for that is this very crucial and globally impactful national election that's coming. And it's not just a coincidence that the convergence of the convention for what will be the anointing of one of the candidates that will be running for president will be right here in our city. And it's anticipated to be the most watched global event in history thus far. Now you imagine that, and then recognize that God in his wisdom has directed your pathways to be here in this region, in this area, at this particular time. And so we get to participate in all kinds of amazing ways, very significant ways. I think of what the Apostle Paul said in Acts when he was speaking to the philosophers of his day, and he told them that God pre-appoints, that he arranges in advance both the time and the place that every human being will be living out their calling in this life and in this world. And as you know, as we're thinking about the turn of the year and this amazing portion of scripture, Mahesh, that you brought out to us about staying on track. And if we look back at all, it's to take courage and to allow our histories to remind us of what we're running for, what we're looking forward to. But it's the word calling and the recognition that you have faith in Jesus because there has been at some point the manifestation of a divine supernatural call and ordination on your life from God. And that word for me, one of the scriptures that came to my mind this morning is 1 Peter 5:10, and it says, "The God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a little while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen, and settle you." And furthermore, it says, "For whom he did foreknow, he predestinated, and those he predestinated, he called. And those he called, he justified. Those he justifies, he will glorify." And so we know that our calling is sure, and that gives us a fresh footing. I'll never forget the day that I was out jogging on the beach in Fort Lauderdale, and I was meditating on the scripture from Hebrews 12 about running the race with endurance. And all of a sudden, this runner passed me going just so fast that there was a breeze that came off of him. And I still have a very clear picture of this gentleman. But it just happened in a split second. And I realized in that split second that I recognized who it was. It was Jay Vesperman. But I also knew in the natural that Jay Vesperman was in that crossing over place of going home to glory. And it was such a dynamic and real moment when he ran by me on the beach in Fort Lauderdale, and he was supposedly in a coma in the hospital in Tennessee. We'd spoken with his family the night before, but I saw him. And as he ran by, he glanced at me just for a moment. And in that glance, there was such joy and courage and faith and the zeal of everything that all, you know, all my levels, my gas tank was low on everything, and all of it suddenly was like, wow, bless you. And I checked my watch, and sure enough, he took two or three strides, ran right past me, took two or three strides, and sort of like did the beam me up Scotty thing. He just kind of ran through an invisible veil and wasn't there anymore, but I could have touched his body. And I looked at my watch, and when I got home, we had a message on our answering machine. And at the moment that he stepped over into glory, somehow in a way I can't explain, but the Bible talks about being surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses that are urging us on. And he took a little detour on the way to glory to come by and, you know, strengthen and encourage me. And what an amazing heritage we all have.
Yeah. But some of you may not know who this gentleman, Jay Vesperman, was. He was a great, great man. He and his wife were very much significantly used by God 40 years ago in the charismatic movement to speak to youth. Were very anointed. And they traveled with us to Africa too, so there was a real connection. As we prepare to go, by the way, you can wear awesome stuff, whatever. If you've not had a chance, ladies, to wear a nice, elegant gown, you can wear it. And make sure your husbands do not come grungy. Put on. I'm just kidding. Anyway, as we prepare to go, I just, one of the things that in this Philippians instructions from the Apostle Paul is, he says, leaving those things behind, right, that are, just leave them behind. Forget the bad. Don't focus on that. Break every connection. If there is a thing, oh boy, do I did the dumbest thing. This, well, forget it. Lay it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Forget any failures, forget the hurts. It's important that we don't holding grudges against this or that person who has done it. Leave them behind. Put them in the blood of Jesus. It's important that we, and any sins that you think you've come short of the Lord, just this would be the good time. Well, that's why we try to provide communion for all of us, that we can leave behind, forgive the sins. If your husband or wife has done some things to hurt you, just leave those things behind, going on, looking to the Lord, to the track of the Holy Spirit, and forgive yourself if you have made some dumb decisions, and be thankful and grateful for all the good things God has done. And we are going to determine to run the race, follow the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus, and try to have follow together with others. You are not alone in these challenges. And then when we have our meetings, whether we have Friday night, we have Sunday mornings, we have convocations, and we have life groups, those are things that you can share your life and the decisions that you are ruminating on, and help others, help you pray for her. And we're going to glorify the Lord by what God's going to be achieving even in this coming year. We are so blessed we could go to Israel. That was my highlight. Yes. One of my highlights of this year. And we did a healing service that was, I was so shocked that it was packed out. We had standing room only in Jerusalem. It was quite a blessing. So we're all going in a same direction. We want to glorify God corporately, make Jesus famous, as someone has said. We are using all the devices of, we want to learn more about how to use social media, because it is a tool for the Lord. And so we're exploring those. We have television programs that have been recorded that we want to find different avenues and different nations where we can broadcast, again, the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the 1 Corinthians 15 tells us, be steadfast, immovable, always grounded in the word of the Lord. So we are going to make a stand. That's one of the other major instructions from the Lord, is that we're going to be strong in the Lord. We're going to make a stand. So, and not, again, I talked about being namby-pamby. We're not going to be namby-pamby. Okay, go there. That's all right. And no. There are certain Christian standards that we're going to be standing for this coming year. This election, I don't want to get into too much of politics, but this election is, again, very strategic for millions of America. I mean, well, the whole nation, because the economic policies that other voices are speaking that would try to go make us go through like Venezuela or socialism would totally ruin and lead to poverty our nation, and we want to our nation to walk in abundance. So this is an important issue. We'll put out some of the weekly important intercessory things that we need to do to pray for in these coming days, but these will be important issues. And then we will repeat some aspect of prayer and fasting in September. So together we are committed to the Lord's instructions. And I wanted to give you one more scriptures for the Lord as we start the new year. The Bible says in Joshua 1, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. There are promises that God's going to keep for you. They're going to come prophetically. 2020 is a year of completion and fulfillment of many promises of God. And so be strong and of good courage. Tell your neighbor, be strong. Be of good courage. And then in Joshua chapter 1, again God repeats in verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou must observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. In whatever direction that God's will is, you prosper. Say, God's will is for me to prosper. Therefore, I'll be strong and of good courage. Amen. So, and the part of it is, this word of the Lord will not depart from your mouth. From the first day, January 1st onwards, be committed to believe in the word, confess the word, and we'll just, I'll suggest certain scriptures. It says in Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. So I'm going to be committed to delight in the Lord from the first day. And husbands and wives, if you can, help each other to stay centered on the word of God and enjoy the promises. He will give you the desires of your heart. How many of you want to get the desires of your heart? Come. Let's stand. Amen. Hallelujah. You have something.
Psalm 20. Our blessing.
Amen. Raise your hand. We want to speak Psalm 20, verse 4 of you. May he grant your heart's desires and make all your plans succeed. Psalm 20.
Psalm 20.
Verse 4.
Verse 4.
The Lord
is granting
me and my family the desires of our heart.
The desires of our heart.
Making
all our plans
succeed to the glory of Jesus Christ.
To the glory of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. So, Tuesday night, New Year's Eve watch. The biggest and best party, best anointed party in this region, in the Carolinas, is at the watch of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank you all. Bless you. This is going to be a fun year. We're going to come into it. God has got some promises wrapped up. I even had visions and how the wrapping, I saw your unusual wrapping on the gifts God has for you in 2020. I mean, I don't want to tell you everything. I may share some of it on Tuesday night, right?
Yes.
Amen. What are we going to sing, Michael?
We're going to bless the Lord with some praise.
Amen. And if our healing team, if you want to come up, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, by the way, that would be one of the best ways to go into the new year. I'm not going to go without Jesus. So, or you need a healing touch, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, come on up. I want our healing team to come, be ready to pray. And we're going to worship the Lord, and then you are dismissed. Praise God.
Almighty ones, bless the Lord.
Then the darkness flees when I move my body. When